Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, earlier today we reported that actor Ray Liotta had died at the age of 67. Now one of the most famous drummers in rock, Alan White, the drummer for the band Yes, has died today at the age of 72. Also played with John Lennon on Imagine and Instant Karma, and with George Harrison on his album All Things Must Pass. Alan White, drummer for the band Yes for the last 50 years, died today at the age of 72. In other music news, singer Justin Timberlake has become the latest artist to cash out his song catalog, selling the rights to such hits as Sexy Back and Cry Me a River for $100 million. It does not cover future releases. This is the new trend. If you've been following along in the music catalog business lately, artists left and right are selling the rights to their music because it is so lucrative right now.
Like for commercials and stuff?
For anything. To sell the rights to them so that, you know, if another artist records them, you would get the royalties on the recording. Justin Timberlake, age 41, turns over full ownership and control. That's the key word, control, to some 200 songs that he wrote or co-wrote, spanning his career as a frontman for the boy band NSYNC, as well as a solo artist, and for all work done on movie soundtracks.
Which is basically his way of weighing, okay, I'm not going to get $100 million in royalties from these songs, so I'll sell you my catalog for about $100 mil.
Okay, dumb question. Can you just sell one song, like a Rock, which is now the truck commercial, or do you have to sell the whole thing?
That's a hell of a good question to which I don't know the answer to that. I don't know of anybody. I know people, you know, selling
It's usually the catalog.
You sell the rights to the song to a client or an advertiser so that they can use it. You know, like Bob Seger sold the rights to Like a Rock to, I think it was Chevy. And they were, was it Chevy? I think it was. And they famously.
That worked.
Well, but you remember the commercials like I do.
Yes.
And I mean, every truck commercial on TV was.
I don't want to say it's ruined the song, but when the song comes on the radio and it's Seeger, right? I'm like, well, there's the truck commercial song.
Yeah.
There are some songs that have now left the realm of, I like that song, it's just a song, and is now always, oh, that's the song that goes with this ad.
And I absolutely think that you could sell the rights to a song forever. You're talking about temporary sales where they say, okay, you can use it for this commercial.
Right, right.
But I think they could sell it song by song. They would just have to write up a contract for that.
I guess so. I'm looking up the songs that have been used in commercial. Oh, never. I'm not looking at that list. Never mind. Well, here's one. Was it Raisins?
Dun, 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 dun. Heard it through the grapevine.
Yep. By Marvin Gaye.
But I can still listen to that song because it's been 30 years and still sing along and not think Raisins.
What about ASPCA?
Oh, that's destroyed.
There's a great one.
Thanks
There's
a lot,
one.
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah. In the arms.
That was a great song.
It's
a great funeral song. I hate to say that, but like a lot of people play that at funerals. You can't do that now.
No, because you think of a dying dog. Ugh.
Just double sad.
But here's my thing. She would not have sold her entire catalog. She sold that one song to the ASPCA.
ASPCA.
But even then, I don't think she sold the rights to the song forever. I think she just sold it for use in their commercials.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I bet she made a ton of money because that song, you can't hear it now without thinking of the ASPCA. Here's a song, and I don't know what the arrangement was or if there even needed to be. And I love the Chiefs, okay? I love going out to Arrowhead. But the Chiefs have ruined, for me, Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones.
Well, but that still makes me excited when I hear it, but I do think of the Chiefs immediately when I hear it.
Yeah, if I ever hear that on a radio station, I have to turn the dial. I can't take it.
Have sold those rights to the NFL, though, because that's not just the Chiefs stadium song.
Is
that's
it other people?
Yeah, that's a NFL stadium
song. Do you know what we've ruined for me on this very program? When I hear Celebration,
by Kool and the Gang,
I just assume it's Friday and I can leave. I'm sorry. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh.
Dana's out for dinner. The song comes on. Right? She starts packing up. Dana, what are you doing?
I'm out.
This is usually my get out of here song.
It's when I get to get up from the chair.
Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side. I don't remember who the client was.
See, but if you don't remember who the client was, it doesn't work for the purpose of our conversation.
Well, it does in the sense that I know that I've heard it so many times on television in little snippets that I don't want to hear the song ever again. Like, ever again. Take a walk on the wild side.
Anyway. Oh, JT sold temporary rights of Bye 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 to the drink company Bye.
Oh, good.
B-A-I.
But I get it.
Here we go. What song has been used in the most commercials?
Ooh. You have to give me a hint.
Well, I'm trying. I don't know any of these songs.
Is this one of those dumb things that you got to scroll through and there's photos? Why do they do that?
The Polyphonic Spree, Light and Day?
No.
I don't. Okay. Nina Simone.
I still think Like a Rock is the number one one. It's the number one.
Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield is in the top 10.
But I hear that on the radio and I don't think of any product.
Okay. Justin Timberlake has sold the rights to all of his songs for $100 million.
Did you see the fun Coach Andy Reid story today, speaking of football?
No.
He has shared his little-known connection to one of my favorite movies of all time, even though the message isn't a great one, which is Grease. John Marshall High School in L.A. is famous for more than being the alma mater of Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid. A number of movies and television shows have been shot there. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Pretty in Pink, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Gross Point Blank were all filmed there. One other movie of note is Grease, which Reed knows well. Unbeknownst to filmmakers, Coach Reed sneaked into the school to watch the filming of the movie with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John being filmed in 1977. He shared the nugget on Tuesday. Yeah, I did. I actually sneaked in there and kind of watched them. I grew up right across the street from the high school, down the hill, around the corner. It was just a block away. They asked Reed, did you almost have a cameo with John Travolta? Coach Reed, I went to see Olivia, not Travolta. That's where they finished the show, right on my football field right there. I knew the ins and outs. I grew up there, and I went over. Isn't that so fun?
That's good. Okay. Ray Liotta died today at the age of 67. Alan White, the drummer for the band Yes, died today at the age of 72.
There's another one?
And Andy Fletcher, keyboardist and founding member of Depeche Mode, died today at the age of 60.
Wow.
All of this in one afternoon.
I still can't get over Ray Liotta. 67 years old. Man. Died in his sleep, by the way, was it the DR?
In the Dominican
Republic.
Where
he was filming for a movie, passed peacefully in his sleep. No foul play suspected.
And it's been a while since we've had a Stop the Planet, I'm Getting Off. We have one today from the New York Post. The San Francisco School District is dropping the word chief from all job titles.
Wait. Like the COO, the chief operating officer,
or
is now just
executive.
The OO? What do you do for a living? I'm the OO.
I'm the EO.
I'm a foe.
The San Francisco Unified School District spokesperson, Gentle Blythe, telling the San Francisco Chronicle the decision to stop using the term was made yesterday.
So if you're not the chief operating officer or chief financial officer or
technology officer, here we go.
CTO, what are you?
According to the district's official website, the district employs 13 officials who have the word chief in their titles, including chief technology officer, chief of staff, academic officer. As of this morning, the titles have not been changed on their website.
Okay. What are they changing them to?
Well, it doesn't say this.
You could be the head, but you'd be the who. Or the
what?
Instead of chief, give me another word. Head would be the other word. I'm the head operating officer. You're the who.
Let's replace it with executive, so then you're the executive officer.
The big cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Just call yourself the big cheese.
I like who.
Okay. By the way, although the word chief traces its origins to the old French word chef, meaning the head of a group,
okay,
it has come in popular lexicon to be associated with Native American
but
tribal leaders.
But if it doesn't even mean that, then why change it?
Because this is America.
Well, actually, because it's San Francisco, let's be honest.
Fair point. The word chief is actually, it derives from an old French word, chef.
Oh, from the text line. We could change it to senior, because that's not ageist.
Okay, senior, yeah, but, operating officer.
Well, older people are going to be upset. What if you're only 25 years old? Are you really that senior?
If you're senior at 25 years old, more power to you.
All right. And a lifeguard shortage across the United States is from foxweather.com. Lifeguard shortage nationwide could shutter a third, more than 30% of U.S. public pools this summer. And they even in this Fox Weather Report cite Overland Park. Overland Park, Kansas, forced to close two of their five outdoor pools this summer amid a staffing shortage. A third of American pools could be closed this summer because of a lifeguard shortage.
From the text line, change chief to primary.
Then you're poo.
Then you're the poo. Mind if I call you poo on second reference? I do. Data Ride, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ. A lot of celebrity deaths today. Ray Liotta, the drummer from the band Yes, and the keyboardist from the band Depeche Mode died today. Story here out of South Carolina. Many homeowners are familiar with HOA fees, but in South Carolina, you could have to pay to leave your neighborhood group. Isabel Ward was surprised to find a more than $1,700 bill, Dana Wright, from her HOA when she sold her home in Baxter Village in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Ward said she loved her home in the neighborhood just west of Highway 49. Mm-hmm. She lived there for 8 years, but she decided to build a new home not far away. Her home in Baxter Village sold in a day, but at closing, she was shocked to see a substantial line item fee. The statement read, HOA service fee to Baxter, $1,712.50. The cost is almost double her annual dues of $950.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I told him right then, this is highway robbery, said Ms. Ward. Why are they charging me to leave? This is not right. I got mad and my temper showed up. Channel 9, Scott Wickersham. Didn't he used to work here? Scott Wickersham? That name sounds familiar. Anyway, Channel 9, Scott Wickersham got a copy of Baxter Village HOA agreement. It does say that when you sell a home, you must pay a fee which shall not exceed the greater of $500 or a quarter of a percent of the gross selling price.
The person that then buys the home now assumes your homeowner's dues. They're double dipping. You can't double dip. That would be like you move out and the water department still wants you to pay for the next 6 months, But the new homeowner that just bought your house moves in, switches everything over to their name, and the water department wants them to pay for 6 months.
Dana, I'm just telling you, I just read the news.
There is no way that is legal.
Says attorney Zach Moritz, who specializes in HOAs. He says the fee is legal in South Carolina. Says Mr. Moritz, South Carolina is wide open. It is illegal, by the way, in neighboring North Carolina.
You know,
this is
homeowners
remarkable.
Associations are like the internet. In some ways, they are the best thing, and in some ways, they are the worst thing. The worst.
I'll be honest. I haven't really I lived without a homeowners association for 11 years in Roland Park. And now in the neighborhood we live in, it is under an HOA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm really good at minding my own business. And not bothering people,
mm-hmm.
I have not noticed a change. I don't even know. I wouldn't even know where to go to get in touch with my HOA. No clue.
Oh, they'll get in touch
with you. They'll get in touch with you. That's just what I was going to say. The minute you paint something they don't like.
Well, but I mean, as much as we rail against HOAs and people love to do it, minus that one caller, by the way, about a month ago. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah, but I think that she was probably a member.
He
was probably a member of the HOA.
I would argue
he
was probably the president. Man, took us to task on the HOA about how wonderful they are.
You okay. Love power when you're in power.
Yeah. Says Zach Moritz, the attorney down there in South Carolina who specializes in HOAs, whatever your document says in your neighborhood, that's what you have to do.
And it is, in some cases, it surpasses the authority, Scott, of the city and the state, does it not?
It's a contract.
You can carve out things that are perfectly fine in a city or a state that are not fine in your HOA.
Mm-hmm. They can bypass certain city regulations. For example, a city may have a codes enforcement
right.
on the book that
like
says
for 12-inch weeds. You can have 12-inch weeds in the city, but your HOA can come in and say
three inches. Your grass must be cut at no higher than 3 inches, and it would supersede the city regulation. Yes. Well, you can say, well, the city lets me have it up to 6. Well, no, you just signed a document that by buying this house says that you will keep your grass at 3 inches or less. Moritz goes on to say you have to follow the covenant. And there is actually an attorney general opinion in South Carolina
okay. That
says there is no law on this.
Yeah, calm down, South Carolina. Speaking of South Carolina, a tiny dog from South Carolina now holds the record for the world's oldest living dog. Pebbles,
Pebbles.
A 4-pound toy fox terrier, but it looks like a chihuahua, is, you want to guess how old?
15.
No.
20.
No.
25.
She is 22 years 59 days old. She was born March 28th, 2000, and is now in the Guinness Book of World Records. Pebbles has been with us through everything, ups, downs, good times, and bad, and she has always been the beacon of our lives.
Aww.
Julie Gregory, Pebbles owner. Can you please multiply 22 years by 7? Because that I feel like that's an old dog.
It'd be 154?
No way!
Something like that. Yeah.
A dog cannot be 154 years old.
Okay, by the way, the fact that this dog is 22 years old means that it's probably not enjoying its life very much.
No, it looks... Oh, God, it's 154. What did you feed Pebbles?
Wheaties.
Look! I don't know if I'm buying this.
Looks like he hasn't aged a day.
I don't know if I'm buying this. Come on!
I know a dog that... Live well. I never knew it, but I heard stories of the dog that lived to be 21 years old, and it was not a very
listen to this
happy dog.
Pebbles enjoys snoozing and listening to country music in her old age,
and praying for the end. Praying,
snoozing meaning he doesn't move ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor Pebbles.
He sleeps 23 hours a day. All right, quick break for the news. We will get you updated on everything out of Texas when we get back. Some more reporting coming in this afternoon from ABC News, the bizarre impromptu press conference that law enforcement held right before we got on the air, and much more coming up in just a moment after a quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks. All right, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, we talked about this in the first hour of the program today, an update on what was going on down in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 elementary school students and two teachers were killed about 48 hours ago in the latest school shooting there. And let me reach back here for the paper. The more we learn, the worse the news seems to get. And we mentioned this in passing yesterday. Now there's more detail. This is from the front page of the New York Times, which I hold here in my hand. The gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers in a rural Texas elementary school on Tuesday entered the building despite being confronted by an armed school security officer and then wounded two responding police officers. He was in the school for more than an hour. Some things that we thought were true because we had heard them from the governor, i.e. that, are only partially true. There was no engagement with the school resource officer.
The shooter, quote, walked unobstructed inside and was, quote, not confronted by anyone before entering the school. Now, fast forward to later today and the abysmal news conference held by the Texas Department of Public Safety, where they struggled to explain why and how that gunman was allowed to stay inside of that school for more than an hour. We know that there are four survivors, children who hid underneath a table that was masked by like a dark black tablecloth, for lack of a better word. They hid underneath a table. At least four children survived under the table, and one survived playing dead underneath her slain classmate.
I'm not going to say it on the air. If you want to find out on your own, that's totally up to you. But in subsequent stories that have come out this afternoon, we now know what some of the children who survived say that the gunman said when he came into that classroom. And I don't want to repeat it on the air.
The other thing that the community is struggling with, and anyone can understand this, whether you're a parent or not, there were a number of officers outside of that school skirmishing, for lack of a better word, with parents who were desperately trying to get those officers to go inside. We don't know why they didn't. We know that some did, but there are a large number of officers outside, because you can see the video, that were not going out in to stop this gunman. And at one point, a father is heard saying, "Let me go in.
Give me your vest.
I will go in." A mom is handcuffed for, you know, obstructing an investigation. She ends up having them take her out of the cuffs. She runs toward the school, jumps a fence, runs in, and gets her two children out. So parents are frantic, screaming, "Why are you not going in?" But they were also prevented from going in themselves, which you can understand. If you're a cop, you're like, "Look, that's all we need is adults that aren't known running inside.
Who are frantic."
But the parents, at least where they stood, are saying the officers outside weren't going in.
Here's a portion of that news conference earlier today from a spokesman with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Until we received an interview, because there was numerous officers at that classroom, numerous. Once we interview all those officers, what they were thinking, what they did, why they did it, the video, the residual interviews, we'll have a better idea. Could anybody have gotten there sooner? You got a small town. You have people from Eagle Pass, from Del Rio, Laredo, San Antonio responding to a small community.
Yeah, a lot of the answers, and that is that was 30 seconds of an answer basically saying where they're going to go to find out some of these answers. Most of that news conference was, "I don't know. I don't know." Here is ABC's Matt Gutman commenting immediately after this news conference.
The officer just said that he breached the school 12 minutes later. 4 minutes after that, 11:44, 16 minutes after the incident allegedly began with that crash, that's when UVD, the Uvalde Police Department officers responded to the scene and tried to confront the shooter. At that time, scampered inside and began shooting inside the classroom. One thing that is clarified, we understood until now that those two officers who we understand actually took fire and were wounded just waited outside the door of the classroom as the suspect fired on those kids, essentially executing them with. We understood they just waited there for help. But what is a picture that was painted a little bit more clearly now is that they were actually trying to clear and evacuate the rest of the building. All of the teachers, the administrators, and of course, many students who were still here and not in harm's way. So that gives us a clearer picture of what they were doing as they were trying to get all the resources necessary to try to take out the shooter. But as you noted, it sounds like he was saying it was an hour from the time the incident started, 11:28, until the shooter was taken out by BORTAC, by the Border Patrol Special Unit, at around, I guess, 12:30 p.m., a full hour after it started, and even longer if you factor in the fact that his grandmother was shot a few minutes before that. So this is a very long incident, and it gives you a sense of why this investigation is so complex at this point.
All right, that's ABC's Matt Gutman.
So one of the first responders is a firefighter named Ernest King. He goes by the name Chip. And he said some of those frantic parents were actually able to make it past the area that police had cordoned them off. I don't know if it was crime scene tape or whatever that was holding the parents back. The firefighter says some of the parents actually made it past the cordons and said, "We are getting into the school." He told the Post there were fathers breaking out windows, pulling their children out of windows. It was a terrible, tragic scene.
Anyway.
No one can give a timeline, and I don't buy it. It's been 72 hours. I think they know exactly what this timeline was. The question is why.
I would imagine because it's not going to come out looking good. Yesterday, you may recall, and we carried it live here on KMBZ, the governor of Texas held a news conference, and if I don't know that we have it to play it back right away, but if you listened to that news conference at the time, you would think that this was handled
perfectly. Like a fire. They ran right on in.
There was a shooting at the grandmother's house. We began pursuit. He crashed his vehicle. We exchanged gunfire with the suspect. We now know that that's not true. The suspect then encountered and engaged with a school resource officer. We now know that not to be true. He accessed a rear door to the school. We do know that to be true. It was unlocked. And then we neutralized the suspect.
Right.
There was nothing from the governor, and he had to have known
that
there was an hour-long wait before they were able to do that.
One of the authorities has also said, quote, they did contain him in the classroom. BS. He was not contained by authorities in that classroom. He had barricaded himself in with the kids in that classroom. They were not able to get to him, Scott, until they found a principal and tracked down a master key to open the steel door that he was behind. And one of those Border Patrol agents from an elite agency, I forget the name, did take him out, thank God.
BORTAC?
Yeah, the Border Patrol SWAT guys. And there's a photo today of his ball cap. The Border Patrol agent that ended up taking this idiot out has a grazed, singed top of his net with the ball cap.
Yeah.
And the bullet grazed his scalp. He's got like four staples in his scalp where the bullet grazed his hat and his scalp. So the one, once they had a key, yes, they apparently were able to go in and stop him.
But it
was, I don't even want to say stop him. It was too late.
An hour to find the principal?
In the chaos, I do understand that in the chaos. How are you going to track down one person in the building? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
And the principal was probably busy trying to get kids out.
Yeah. All right, 5-7, I almost gave out the old number.
I'll do it
old
again.
Habits die hard. We have changed for God knows what reason. The phone number to the radio station, somebody just texted and said it is displaying on their stereo in their car. That's great.
Yes, thank you, Ken, for that.
Yes, thank you, Ken.
Well, that's 586-7798.
913-586-77. All together now.
That's great. Nope, I'm not saying it again.
I will one more time.
It's so dumb. I'm like, it actually makes me angry.
We did change one number.
Do not say we. We had nothing to do with this.
Okay. I didn't do it. I'm not going to say I. 913-586-7798.
Did we figure out what that spells?
Yes, and I can't say it on the air.
Yeah. It's not good.
All I know is I would like to meet the poor SOB who ends up going in to buy a cell phone today and gets 576-7798. And we're going to call that person and have them on the air soon.
Probably got like 750 text messages
what,
today.
I'm popular.
Sure, good thing I got the unlimited plan.
Right. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. This time tomorrow, as we do every Friday afternoon, we will do, short of some incredible breaking news, we will do Festivus Friday tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. We need it. Don't forget to check out our podcast as well. Sam does a great job of getting each hour put up on podcast almost immediately after it airs. And you can check out the Dana and Parks podcast at kmbz.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Marilyn in Kansas City. Marilyn, hello.
Hi. I just wanted to comment, and I don't know, you could probably check the replay from yesterday's news conference, the one that initially came out with the governor and then I think with the mayor of the Texas town. But I was appalled when the mayor was spouting about how everybody down here knows everyone, and I go deer hunting with all these folks. And I was appalled, and I thought it was a very inappropriate time to bring up something like that. It was about him and or hunting, and I just didn't think it was relatable at all to the situation.
Marilyn, thank you for the call. One of the things that I've struggled to understand among hundreds of things in the last 48 hours is that I have a friend who's a police officer who said to me, it's tough when you're from a big city like Kansas City to look at something like this through the lens of a community of 6,000. But he said, you know, you kind of have to do that because a response in a big city with big city, you know, SWAT guys and guns is going to be different than a response in a smaller town. I don't know that I necessarily believe that. And here's why, Scott. Mm-hmm. They had so many officers there so quickly. This wasn't like the middle of nowhere. If you look at some of the videos posted by the parents, there are 7, 10, 12 officers outside while this is going on. Then you had the one school resource officer that we now know was not inside the building when this started. You've got the Border Patrol guys showing up who are elite trained. I just don't understand. It's hard for me to understand that, well, it was a small town, so this happened, when everyone collectively has lived through Parkland, the Pulse nightclub shooting, Columbine, yeah, where you know the best practice now is to go in.
You have to go in.
Would they have been shielded from all of that information because there's only 6,000 people in that town? I don't buy that.
No, 16,000.
16,000? I don't buy that for 1 minute. Of course they know this.
And you have to remember,
they drilled for this.
And you have to remember, there were two police officers immediately on the scene because they were chasing him when he wrecked his car into the ravine. So immediately there were two officers on scene as he entered that school. Now, I'm not bashing police in general, but I am questioning the response down there. And I think America is now. Why was he in that school for 60 minutes? Let's go to Sean in Olathe. Sean, hello.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. This has got me really upset. I'm former military. I've been trained in active shooter scenarios. I've got several friends who are police officers. The first step you do is to go in and neutralize a threat. That is what is taught across America to police sheriff's deputies and every law enforcement agency across this country. You go in and neutralize the threat. You don't go in and take kids and get them out of the way. No, you go in and you neutralize the threat. You could be by yourself, and your duty is to go in and neutralize that threat. Period. Paragraph. There is no explanation why those two officers who supposedly were on his tail did not follow him as fast as they could to take out that threat.
And that's why I have to know the timeline, Sean. What was that timeline? Well, because he was able to barricade himself inside that room, and then those kids and those teachers were trapped.
Well, right. But and then again, you have officers that are surrounding a building, right? They're looking in windows, okay? You can't tell me that classroom didn't have a window.
We don't know. What I heard yesterday, Sean, was cinder block construction and a steel door is what I heard yesterday.
Right. So those steel doors were put in place after Sandy Hook,
right?
Believe it or not. That's when it became mandatory. Now, it's hard for me to believe that you have officers that are letting this kid sit in a room for an hour when you know they have charges that can blow that door.
Right. It's a great point, Sean. I didn't even think about that, but yes, they do.
There are so many miscues and missteps and not muscle memory. They're not training enough. And muscle memory is what gets people to get out of their head of being scared of being shot and to go in and neutralize the threat. Okay. And it's just as plain and simple as that.
All right, man, let me stop you there. Just because we're up against the end of the show,
Sean,
I
thank
do
you for what you do.
And for your service, we thank you for that. You can check out the entire show. It is up on podcast. Just go to KMBZ.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We will see you tomorrow. It is Festivus Friday tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. The airing of the grievances at 5 o'clock. Don't forget it. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, he is the finest man in these United States. His name is Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Ryan. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. Be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.